I'm just kind of curious, going back to when you started the venetoclax, what was the situation in terms of white count and lymphadenopathy, and how did he fit into the classification for TLS risk, and what did you do about it?
So his white count was not that high, but he did have fairly bulky adenopathy. So he fit in the borderline between intermediate and high. I actually put him in the hospital. He'd been sick before, had bad drug reactions. So I put him in the hospital overnight for each of the first two steps. And then after that, when he sailed through, then I didn't do that. I brought him back the next day for labs after each additional step, but I didn't have to hospitalize him.
You said you brought him in for one night. Could you tell me the exact approach to what you did in terms of blood work and everything else?
Yeah, so I would get him in early in the day, get his dose in, give him a lot of fluids, you know, saline, have him on allopurinol, check tumor lysis labs, so potassium, uric acid, LDH, all those things, really every 4 hours that first day overnight. Give him a second dose the next morning, watch him for, we'd like to watch him for at least 8 hours after, puts you late in the afternoon. And if he's looking well, send him home with oral hydration. If there's any hint of tumor lysis, I would have kept him another day with the IV hydration. I didn't use respuricase. I usually use that only if the uric acid starts to go up despite the allopurinol. And the key is really to watch very, like potassium of 3.5 to 4.4 doesn't sound like much, but that tells you it's going to be 5.5 or 6 the next determination. So you really need to react with hydration and other measures. It's really the rate of change rather than the absolute value.
Do you think that this theoretically, you know, thinking about, I don't know, you know, costs and value and all those things that we, of course, obviously it's not a common situation, but just out of curiosity, do you think this kind of monitoring could be done in an outpatient setting?
I think the low-risk patients, yes. For the intermediate and high, I would be nervous about it. I think there are some practical aspects in the community where, you know, what's the turnaround time for your labs? Who's going to be called? If a 4 o'clock lab draw is reported at 9 o'clock to somebody who's not in the hospital, that's a problem. What we're seeing now with some of the new combination protocols is that we start venetoclax after patients have been debulked. And I think that's an obvious way to avoid a lot of this issue. You know, start the ibrutinib early, an antibody, anti-CD20, reduce the tumor burden, and then start venetoclax. And, you know, I think this is a way to simplify this without causing all these issues. So, you know, when you use it a single agent, it's one way, but if we can add it in after the patient is in the low-risk category, I think a lot of this will go away.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And